Hello, everybody. This is Warren Carr on this May 5th, 2017. Today, I'll be demonstrating how to use Blindo or Blindo, an app created by Paris Baltazar Salguero. Not sure I pronounced his name right, but forgive me if I didn't. Anyway, so Blindo, I think it's probably Blindo because it's Spanish, and I want to believe it's Blindo. So I'll try to be pronouncing it Blindo. So Blindo is an app that is used for creating labels or downloading labels. I wouldn't say necessarily creating labels. Rather, we create labels using the native built-in functions of TalkBack to create labels, basically labeling and label buttons that we come across in a given app. So with Blindo, we're able to now share those labels with those who don't have the ability to create those labels on their own. So for instance, if I have an app, say for instance, I have TuneIn Radio, and my friend Gary doesn't have labels for TuneIn Radio, I will, once I upload those labels to Blindo, Gary, provided that Gary has TuneIn Radio installed on his phone, he can now launch Blindo and go get those labels. And now his TuneIn Radio will have the accessibility that he needs. So with that, let me go ahead and demonstrate how we go about doing this. And I'm going to launch TuneIn Radio. And I'm sure I got my volume up enough. So let's go here and launch TuneIn Radio. Launch Blindo. I'm getting...
Folder, word processing. Folder, MISC.
So I open my MISC folder and I'm going to find Blindo and launch it. Blindo is launched, but because I'm recording on the same phone, you're not hearing feedback from TalkBack as it ought to, but the window is opened. And now I am inside Blindo. When you launch Blindo, you are placed in the window with apps that are supposedly rated apps, and some of them may have ratings and some may not. And this is because, maybe no one has taken the time to, rate those apps. But as you can hear, you have
your install 5.0.1.2, Onic Askvert 5.0, APK Editor Pro, Gmail Higu App Editor Pro, Labels Packs 0.
So it tells you Label Packs 0, meaning that particular app doesn't have any label packs. Now we have two tabs, important tabs at the top. The first one, of course, is the one that we're on, which is the rated apps. And next to that, right of that, is your installed apps, meaning if I tap on that, it would show apps that are installed natively on my phone, or I can swipe from right to left using two fingers to get to my installed apps as well. So let's explore at the top. We got
selected all rated apps.
That's all rated apps. That's the first tab. And going right,
your installed apps. Your installed apps.
Your installed apps. That would mean the apps that I have installed on my phone. On the top right corner of the phone, we have
more options button.
More options. Tapping on that pops up a menu. But of course, because I'm recording on my phone at the same time, TalkBack's verbosity is kind of limited. Okay, let's see what we got.
Order by.
There's ordered by.
Filter by.
Filter by.
Log out.
Log out. If I tap that, it'll log me out.
Exit.
Exit. I'll exit the app. I'm going to hit the back key.
Back button.
On the top left corner, let's see if there's anything.
Warren Carr. Blindo.
So
IQ
just,
MP3 recorder notification. Recording started.
It just says your name, basically the account that's logged on to
5.0 1Q, comma on it. Selected. All rated apps. Warring car.
And that's what you get. All right. Now, let's dive into how Blendo works. So for instance, if I want to download a pack, well, first of all, how do I go about uploading packs using Blendo? And, you know, like I've written earlier sometime a while ago and posted on IceFree, and I believe I've also written to Paris Baltazar Salguero, you know, saying that probably maybe there was no need having this upload label packs since it really doesn't work. But the whole idea is that I can now tap on the upload label packs, which is found near the bottom right, to be able to upload your .tbl files. That's a talkback label files. Let's find that button. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Upload new labels pack button.
So if I tap on upload new label packs, at the top, here's what I have.
Please select a TBL file from your SD. TBL is the format of the talkback labels file.
So in other words, we can now find the upload or, you know, or get the TBL file and navigate to wherever our label packs are stored, whether they are on an SD card or maybe on your, you know, folder somewhere on your computer, or it could be, you know, maybe in your Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever, wherever you have those files stored, and be able to import them now with Blendo. However, that doesn't work. So there's a button below that text string near the top on the right, near the
list.
Middle. You're going to find
list.
About
select TBL file button.
Select TBL files. Now tap on that.
Talkback custom label 04162017 TBL April 16th.
So it sees my talkback labels from April 16th that I've created.
April 16th, 2017, talkback custom labels 04162017 TBL, April 16th.
Okay, so it's seeing that from my drive, my Google Drive. So I'm going to tap on that watch. Now that I've tapped on it.
Document ACC equals 1, doc equals 1304.
Okay, and I go to the bottom. At the bottom right, we got the upload the packs, and to the bottom left, it's a cancel. So here's cancel.
List. Cancel the uploading button.
Cancel the uploading. And then to the right, these are all near the bottom.
Upload my labels now button. Disabled.
Upload my labels now. Disabled. And my question is why?
Document ACC equals 1. Doc equals 1304.
Let's
select TBL file button.
Let's try it again, shall we?
April 16th, 2017, talkback custom labels 04162017 TBL, April 16th. Talkback custom labels 04162017 TBL, April 16th.
Let's see.
Document ACC equals 1. Remember that the labels with bad words or spam are prohibited. Document ACC equals 1. Doc equals 1305. Select TBL file button.
Okay, now you would think that we should
list.
We should be able to do that.
Upload my labels now button. Disabled.
But it's disabled.
Select TBL file button.
So I'm going to go.
List talkback custom labels. Recent. Show routes button.
I'm going to go to show routes.
Downloads. Drive. Worker at gmail.com.
Okay, let's go to my drive.
My drive. Start. My drive.
My drive.
Kaffir. Google Play Services files zip. January 5th. Disabled. Disabled.
I'm going to put
talkback labels.
Talkback labels.
Show routes button. Talkback custom labels 02132017 TBL, February 13th.
Okay, let's try that. All right.
Document ACC equals 2. Doc equals 14. Upload my labels now. Button. Disabled.
It's just disabled. It's not working. And sometimes you may try it and it will say it failed. Anyway, that's how you upload labels. Supposedly, that's how you would upload labels using Blender. But as it is, you can tell it is not working. So the best way to upload labels is to use
Home button.
To initiate the uploading or the exportation of such labels from within the TalkBack settings. And let's try that. Let's invoke the global context menu by drawing a line down and curving to the right. Okay, you're not hearing feedback.
Copy last outer post TalkBack settings. Text to speech TalkBack settings.
TalkBack settings. I'm going to go to custom labels.
Doom screen shortcut. Resume from.
I went too far down.
Custom labels.
There we go. Now, in custom labels, we need export.
Export custom labels.
Now, when I tap on export custom labels, then a bunch of apps pop up, you know, asking me as to which app or what location I would want to export these labels to. And among them, you want to choose Blender. So let's look at what we have.
Add to Dropbox. Add to Inbox. Gmail. Add Blender. Upload labels pack. Plus type app. Blender. Upload labels pack.
There you go. So we tap on Blender now. Now, Blender opens up, but we were not hearing any feedback because I'm recording on the same phone. But at the bottom now, we're going to find that upload. Bottom right, we're going to find that upload label packs. Watch.
Upload my labels now. Button.
And to the bottom left.
Package name. COMGT. Cancel the uploading. Button.
There's a cancel uploading of the labels. And here's all that I have that would be uploaded. So it's uploading everything because with TalkBack, we can't individually upload individual labels for individual apps. And so when we initiate an uploading or exportation of labels, you're basically uploading every single label that you have created for all the apps that you've created labels for. Okay, let's see.
Lake package name, com bandwidth Drinto, button ID. Lake package name, com GTY MacArthur Studible, button ID. Main
so
header back button.
You are hearing the labels that are going to be uploaded if I do. Now, I'm not going to upload that. I mean, I've already uploaded these, but if I want to, if I haven't, I could now just tap on upload.
Package name, com GT, package name, upload my labels now, button.
And if I tap on that, then it will upload that. But previously, you were hearing that it was disabled, or sometimes it may not even say disabled, but it will let you try to upload, but it wouldn't. So, see, if I tap on that, watch. Usually, you'll hear that labels have been uploaded successfully, but because I'm not having such verbosity because I'm recording on the same phone, we didn't hear that message, but it is there.
Import custom labels, button. Export custom labels, button. Revert import, talk back, ring
so,
2-1.
I'm brought back to, for some reason.
Talk back, study Bible, 19.
I'm brought back to, the talk back settings.
Home, button.
But in normal circumstances, I would have heard that message that, you know, the labels have been successfully imported or exported to Blender. Okay, now let's go to downloading a label pack. So once again, we're going to go to my
folder, money,
miscellaneous
folder, MISC,
and find Blender.
Blindo.
Now, remember, whenever you start Blender, you are taken to
selected all rated apps.
The all rated apps, and that's the main place that it takes you to. And you can swipe with two fingers from right to left to move to the next page or find the your installed apps and tap on it. And that's what I'm going to do near the top right, not all the way to the top, but just to the right of the all rated apps.
Your installed apps. AC browser. NetAC browser.
All right. So now I am in my installed apps and I have.
Add voice allowed reader. Add voice license. Hyper ABBYY text grabber. AC browser. NetAC browser. App backup share restore. App backup share.
Okay. So
accessible reader. Amway.
I'm scrolling up.
Bard Mobile. Govelo CN. Back cameras. Cadre Bible. Cadre Yorks. Cadre. Dropbox Android. Get there. Lulasher just there. Go read. Or home. I've owned a MA UK English.
I'm scrolling up.
B license for Corsair. Massway. Moon Plus Reader Pro. Fleer. Notes. Revitroid notes.
Okay, let's see.
Nimgo. Nimgo Android.
Let's see.
Next app keyboard. Netflix. Netflix Media Client.
Let me go to. Let's say I'm looking for labels for TuneIn Radio, and that's perfect because I
open orbital key light, orbital input.
I haven't actually downloaded the label packs I created and uploaded on my other phone to this phone. So let's go to TuneIn Radio.
Power downloads 011. Com Roger Talk Roger. Screen off. Keep playing. Com Skin 9. Sound about Pro Key. Com Swift Key Keyboard. Com Trip Tune and Radio Pro. Radio Time Player.
Perfect. Let's find it.
V Player. Com VK. Unit Convert. Type App. Com Tune and Radio Pro. Radio.
Now, when I tap on Tune and Radio, listen to what we have.
Downloadable labels packs.
To the right, we have downloadable label packs. And then we have the ratings.
Download total accessibility rating, not rated yet, based on zero ratings, progress bar.
Because no one has rated it. Now, I can you know, add rating to it if I want by finding and tapping on the add rating near the bottom.
Add rating button.
If I tap on that, here's what we got.
Use 0 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
So if I'm going to add the rating on that, all I need to do is tap. And
0 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
With one finger, I can move.
0 stars, horizontal slider control. 0 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
It's moving, but it's not telling me. See if I lift my finger.
5 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
Because I have that recording going on, so it's not giving me that verbose feedback. Now, I could, you know, long press on it again and just, you know, move left to decrease the rating because it jumps in hoops of 20%. So you want to be very slow in how you move, because if you move too far out, you're going to max it. And if you move too far left, you're going to take it all the way to zero. So watch this.
5 stars, horizontal. 5 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
See, it's not talking. If I were not recording, it would let me know how far I'm going. Now watch.
2 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar.
See, I've reduced it down to 2 stars. But that is not what I want to do right now. I want to download the packs, the label packs. Now, supposing I've done all the ratings, like, you know, we got
0 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar. Shine Plus compatibility rating, compatibility with Shine Plus tools and menus. 0 stars, horizontal slider control, button label, 0 star, button labels correctly rating, if all the buttons are labeled correctly. 0 stars, horizontal slider control, progress bar. Unlabeled UI components rating, if another's UI components are not labeled correctly.
Yeah, so I will do this later because I didn't realize that no one has done it. So near the bottom, I could tap on submit labels.
Send my ratings button.
Send my ratings. But right now, I'm going to hit the back key.
0 stars, accessibility of cancel my ratings button. I'll
cancel my ratings. I tap on that. And I'm back to
when every moment matters.
Oops, I'm sorry. There comes the ad. So I'm going to hit the back key.
Back button.
Okay. So here we are.
Total accessibility rating, not rated yet, based on zero ratings, progress bar.
Now I need to find the download label packs near the top right, just below the top right.
Share button, more options button.
See, there's more options.
Share button, downloadable labels packs.
Downloadable label packs. Now tapping on that.
Pack number 114, create by Warren Carr, contains 9 labels with language code N, downloaded 8 times.
So when you tap on this, you can see whoever submitted labels and, you know, how many labels it has. Mine has 9. Let's see if there's other people that have uploaded labels on here. And it will tell you whether it's English or whatever language it is that the labels were labeled for.
Pack number 114, create by Warren Carr, contains 9 labels with language code N, downloaded 8 times. Pack number 306, create by Christopher Mark Gilland, contains 7 labels with language code N, downloaded 1 times. Pack number 73, create by Robert Montowski, contains 4 labels with language code N, downloaded 3 times. Pack number 117, create by Tiago Reilinho, contains 4 labels with language code N, downloaded 2 times.
And we can go on and on and on. And so you can choose whichever labels that you want. And in this case, I'm going to choose the one that
selected downloadable labels packs.
I got, you know, 9 labels.
Pack number 114, create by Warren Carr, contains 9 labels with language code N.
I tap on that, and then this is what it says.
Button ID, mini player button, fast forward, label for this button, forward.
Okay, now going to the bottom, I'm going to find the download label packs or something of that nature.
Download and install this labels pack button.
Download and install these label packs. Tapping on it.
Back button.
Oh my gosh. Okay. After tapping on that, I'm sorry, the ad just popped up and it's just...
Import. Choose whether you want to override or skip existing labels in the case of conflict. Override button. Skip button.
So you're going to hear this dialogue is going to come up, you know, asking you, you know, how do you want to do it? Do you want to override stuff or skip? And in general, I'd just go ahead and tell it to, you know, skip, you know, whatever.
Choose whether you want to override or skip existing labels.
Rather, I would tell it to just override. So even if you already have labels, it's not going to mess up your previous labels. So it's going to override those if they're the same. And, you know, just introduce the new ones that you didn't have. So I'm going to find the override. And this is actually coming from the UI of TalkBack.
Override button.
Tap on that. All right.
Button ID. Mini player button play. So, label. Download and install this labels pack button.
So it's that has been done. Now, if I go.
Home button.
Back home. And launching my TuneIn radio because, you know, when I found out, and it was on this phone I first found out that my TuneIn radio didn't have the correct labels after it got updated. So I'm going to go in here.
Folder, radio TV.
And see if I now have those labels because I didn't label them on this phone yet. I'm going to find my TuneIn radio now.
World News Live 24, TuneIn Radio Pro.
All right, TuneIn Radio is opening, and I'm going to see if the buttons at the bottom now have labels.
Play button.
Uh-huh.
Rewind 30. Record. Rewind 30. Record. Play button. Forward button.
Yep, it does.
Rewind button. Third stop button.
There we go. I just hit the stop.
Play pause button.
And that's what I did yesterday. I labeled the play as play pause. Now tap on it. All right.
Play button.
Still doing the weird and wacky?
We're always doing weird and wacky.
When the going gets
record.
Weird,
that's weird.
It's stop weird.
Button. I like the weird stuff.
There we go.
Home button.
So I got my labels imported, and now my TuneIn radio has the labels. So that's how you use Blindo. You've got to download them, you know, one by one. And so this will be the end of this little audio tutorial. Didn't mean for it to go this long, but I think it made sense that we kind of make it a little bit, you know, longer to give people a little bit of an idea of how this works. Any questions? You know where to find us for inclusiveandroid.com. This is Warren Carr, and thanks. Have a great weekend.